Title: Rolling Root Note Subs with Phrasing Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most important simple but deadly skills in drama and bass, the rolling root note sub. And when I say simple, I mean we're basically going to use one note. But when I say deadly, I mean it's going to sound like it belongs in an actual tune, not a boring MIDI loop. The whole game is phrasing, where the hits land, how long they last, where the gecs are, and how the sub breathes with the kick and snare. By the end, you'll have a 1-bar rolling sub pattern, and then you'll evolve it into a 16-bar phrase that feels like it's moving forward. Let's jump in. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. You can go anywhere from 170 to 175, but 174 is a sweet spot. Now, you need some drum context, because sub phrasing without drums is basically guessing. So either drop in a basic DNB drum loop, or build a quick pattern yourself. Put a kick on beat 1, and snares on beats 2 and 4. That classic backbeat is the whole anchor of the genre. Turn on the metronome, and set your grid to 16th notes. Quick mindset shift here. In DNB, the snare is the leader. The kick matters, obviously, but your sub is going to feel right or wrong mostly based on what it's doing around beats 2 and 4. Now create a new MIDI track and name it SUB. Keep this clean and organized. Load operator, and we're going super basic. Use only oscillator A, set it to a sine wave, and pull the level down to about minus 6 dB just so we're not blasting the channel while we build. Now shape the amp envelope. Set attack to 0 for decay. Aim somewhere around 200 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain should be all the way down, basically minus infinity, so we're not holding forever. And release, try 50 to 120 milliseconds. What this does is give you a punchy, controlled sub that doesn't smear into the next hit. Low end gets muddy fast, so we want discipline right from the source. After operator, add EQ8. Important, to not accidentally high pass your sub. Leave the low end intact. Later, if you notice some boxy stuff building up, you can do a gentle dip around 200 to 350 Hz, but don't overthink it yet. Next, add saturator. Keep it subtle. 1 to 3 dB of drive. Turn on soft clip. The point here isn't to distort the sub into a bass monster. It's just to add a bit of harmonic support and control peaks. Then add utility. This is non-negotiable for a sub. Turn bass mono on, and set width to 0%. You want the sub dead center so it translates on big systems and doesn't do weird facey stuff in clubs. So your chain is operator into EQ8 into saturator into utility. Now let's choose a key. DNB subs often sit great in F, F sharp, or G. We'll pick F. Set your root note to F1. That's a heavy sub. If your speakers can't reproduce it well, you can try F2, or keep F1 and rely on harmonics from gentle saturation or a layer later. But start with F1 so you learn the real weight. Now make a 1-bar MIDI clip on your SUB track. We're going to program a classic rolling root pattern. Grid on 16ths. Put notes at these positions. Right at the start of the bar, then a little later, then a couple more that create that rolling push. Here are the placements. 1.1, 1.1.3, 1.2.2, 1.3, 1.3.3, and 1.4.2. All the notes are the same pitch, F1. That's it. 6 hits in the bar. This is enough movement to roll, but not so many hits that it sounds like a machine gun. Start with all the notes as 16th notes in length. Then, once it's playing, experiment with holding one note a bit longer, maybe an 8th note, but be careful. Long sub notes can run over the snare and steal its impact. Now here's a really useful teacher trick. Decide the job of each hit. When you're only using one note, every placement needs a reason. Mentally label the notes like this. The anchor is the hit that supports beat 1. Pickups are the hits that push into the snare, the ones that create drive. Answers are the hits that land after the snare to keep the momentum going. If your pattern feels random, it's usually because you've accidentally made too many anchors. Everything is trying to be important. What you want is a little story. Anchor. Push. Answer. Push. Answer. Now let's do the real focus of the lesson. Phrasing. First, velocity shaping. With a sine wave, velocity doesn't always change the sound much unless you tell operator to respond to it. So in operator, go to global and set vel to volume somewhere around 20 to 40%. Now in your MIDI clip, make the first note of the bar a bit stronger. Think like velocity 90 to 105. Then make a couple of the offbeat notes slightly quieter, like 60 to 80. This creates push-pull. It's subtle, but the groove gets more human, more musical. And in DNB, subtle changes in low end feel huge because the low end is literally the floor the whole track stands on. Second part of phrasing. Note length variation. This is honestly more important than velocity for clean rolling subs. Keep most notes short. Your main hits can be 16ths. Then occasionally, once per bar or once every two bars, let one note be longer, like an eighth, to create a sense of leaning into the groove. One easy move, hold the very first note a bit longer, then keep the rest short. It makes the bar feel like it has a front edge, like it steps into the groove. Third part. Tiny gaps. This is the big one for clarity. If your notes overlap even a little, low end turns to mush. So select all the notes and shorten them slightly, so there's a tiny gap between each hit. Even a few milliseconds can be the difference between tight roller and why does my mix sound blurry? And here's a pro habit. Zoom in and actually look at what your envelope is doing against the grid. In the low end, the transient isn't super clicky, so it's the tail that causes problems. You want the note end plus the release to not smear into the next important drum moment, especially around snares. Okay, now let's make it mix like a real track. Sidechain the sub to the kick. Add a compressor after utility. Turn on sidechain. Set the audio input to your kick track. Starting settings. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then bring the threshold down until you see about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. Now listen for the breathing. The release time is where the groove lives. If it releases too fast, it can sound like it's pumping in a weird way. If it releases too slow, the sub never fully comes back and everything feels weak. Adjust it until the sub ducks and returns rhythmically, like it's dancing with the drums. Also, quick sidechain check. Make sure the sidechain releases in time for the bass note you actually want to feel strong. If your sidechain is still ducking when your next sub hit happens, that hit will feel like it's missing. Now let's turn the one bar loop into actual music, a 16 bar phrase. Here's the guiding concept. Phrasing is contrasts, not constant change. A common beginner mistake is changing something every bar, and then nothing feels like a phrase. Instead, do this classic musical logic. 3 bars consistent, 1 bar slightly different. That's how you get that sentence feeling. So duplicate your 1 bar clip across 16 bars, then consolidate it into one long 16 bar clip, so you can see the whole phrase in one place, and edit it like a real arrangement. Now we'll structure it like this. Bars 1 to 4, establish the groove. Keep it basically your bass pattern. Bars 5 to 8, add a tiny variation. Maybe add one extra pickup into the snare, or make one note slightly longer. Bars 9 to 12, pull back. Fewer notes, or shorter note lengths. This creates tension by reducing energy. Bars 13 to 16, answer the phrase. Slightly busier again. Then reset so it feels ready to loop or drop into the next section. Here are a few practical variations you can choose from, and I recommend choosing just 2 or 3, not all of them. 1. Drop a note every 4 bars. That creates call and response without changing pitch. 2. Add one extra 16th note pickup into the snare on bar 8 and bar 16. That's a classic we're going somewhere signal. 3. Make bar 4 and bar 12 simpler, like a mini breath. 4. Do a longer note on bar 15 beat 1 to set up the next section. Another cool trick is what I call the missing tooth pattern. Keep your usual hits, but remove the same hit position every second or fourth bar. The identity stays consistent, but you get built-in breathing. And if you're on live 11 or 12, you can use note probability for ghost variation. Pick 1 or 2 hits and set their chance to something like 60 to 80%. That way it stays stylistically consistent, but you don't get loop fatigue. Now, optional but powerful. Subtle tone movement. Even if the notes don't change, a tiny tonal change can make the phrase feel like it's developing. Add an auto filter before saturator. Set it to a low pass filter. Cut off around 120 to 200 Hz and keep any drive very low. Then automate the cutoff slightly across the phrase. For example, bars 1 to 8 around 150 Hz and bars 9 to 16 creeping up toward 200 Hz. That adds a little presence and urgency without turning your sub into a mid-bass. Keep it subtle. If you can obviously hear your sub wawing, you've gone too far. Now let's do a quick checklist of common mistakes, so you can self-diagnose fast. If it sounds muddy, your notes are probably overlapping, or your release is too long. Shorten notes, shorten release. If it sounds flabby, you've probably oversaturated the main sub. Back it down to 1 to 3 dB drive. If your low end feels weak in mono, you've got stereo issues. Utility width at 0, bass mono on, and be careful with layers. If your kick feels smaller when the sub plays, your sidechain and timing need attention. And if it feels like a loop and not a track, you need a 16-bar plan with tiny variations every 4 to 8 bars. Now a bonus move for better translation. A quiet sub top layer. Duplicate your sub track. Name it SUBTOP. On sub top, use EQ8 to high pass around 120 to 180 Hz. Then add saturator or overdrive heavier than the main sub. Blend it very low, like minus 18 to minus 30 dB depending on how aggressive it is. This gives you audibility on small speakers without ruining the real sub. Fundamental, keep the main sub clean, and do the dirt on the layer. Finally, here's your quick 15-minute practice exercise. Make your one bar rolling root sub in F1 using that pattern. Then create two variations, one where you remove a hit to create more space, and one where you add a pickup into beat 4. Arrange it across 16 bars like this. Bars 1 to 4 bass, bars 5 to 8 variation with less space or more space, your choice. Bars 9 to 12 bass again but with shorter note lengths for extra tightness. Bars 13 to 16 the pickup variation. Add sidechain so it ducks about 4 to 6 dB on the kick. Then bounce a quick export and listen on headphones and on small speakers. If the groove still reads and the snare still punches, you nailed it. Let's recap the big idea. A rolling root sub isn't about fancy notes. It's smart rhythm plus phrasing. Use a clean sign and operator, keep it mono, avoid overlaps, shape the groove with velocity and note length, and write in 16-bar sentences so it feels like music. If you tell me where your kick is placed, and confirm your snare is on 2 and 4, I can suggest a couple different pickup families that lock perfectly to your exact drum groove.